Politics and Finance. When Michelle met Barack. First Lady describes her initial impressions of the future U.S. president.
In less than the 3 weeks, Michelle Obama becomes the nation's next First Lady. In an interview with CNN's Suzanne Malvo, she talks about how she first met Barack Obama and why it wasn't love at first sight.
Tell me about the first time you met Barack. What was your impression?
I was a first-year associate at Sidley and Austin. I just graduated from law school, had spent my first summer as a year as an intern, and there was all this buzz about this hotshot young first-year law student from Harvard. Everyone, I mean, from the head of the firm on down, had talked about how brilliant this guy was, and it was rare that a firm as big as ours hired first-year students, so he was going to come in as a summer associate. And they decided that I should be his advisor, probably because we both went to the same law school. We were both minority students. So I remember getting his bio. And I probably did what a lot of people do when they hear about Barack Obama. First, I thought, what kind of name is Barack Obama? And I found out that he grew up in Hawaii. And I found that strange as a girl who grew up on the south side of Chicago. I had never met anybody who lived in Hawaii. That was always where you vacationed. It wasn't where you were from.
Right.
And I found out that he was biracial. So my assumption was this guy's got to be kind of weird, right? Probably a little nerdy. I'd already sort of created an image of this very intellectual nerd. And I was prepared to be polite and all that. And then he walked into my office on that first day, and he was cuter than I thought he'd be. So that was a first positive impression. But I had to take him out to lunch on that first day, and we had to talk. And he told me more about his background, and he fleshed it out a bit more. I found out that his father was from Kenya, his mother was a white woman from Kansas, and that he had spent part of his life in Indonesia. And I just found him intriguing in every way that you can imagine. He was funny. He was self-deprecating. He didn't take himself too seriously. He could laugh at himself. I mean, we clicked right away. He was very down to earth, despite having come from this very exotic background compared to mine.
Did he fit with your friends in the South Side? Did he fit in, or did he stand out in some way? What was
friends? Yeah, he very much fit in. You know, Barack is one of those people who is comfortable in his own skin, so he's comfortable in every space that he's in. So he was comfortable with my family, that is very diverse and, you know, in opinions and perspectives, but he was also very comfortable at Sidley and Austin in a very upper crust firm, but he was also comfortable in that church basement that he took me to, where he talked about the concept of how you make the world as it is and the world as it should be, one and the same. And that's what I liked about Barack, that he could very much be himself but connect with people all over the place. And then as I got to meet his friends and saw the diversity of his, not just his family, but his friendships, the folks in college and the kids, the folks that he grew up with in Hawaii, all very different people, but all basically the same.